Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Today's guest is Doug Denman. He is the president of the Texas-based Worth Hotels and serves as chairman of the Industry Advocacy Committee of the Intercontinental Hotel Group Owners Association, which includes brands such as Crowne Plaza and Holiday Inn Hotels and Resorts. And Doug is here with us today to talk about the emergence of the online short-stay lodging services that are out there and, as Doug says, unregulated. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. So let's talk about what are we actually discussing. We're talking about these short-stay online booking services.
Sure. So we have short-term online rental market, storms, are basically technology platforms that allow sellers of rooms or renters of rooms, if someone has extra space in their home or their apartment or their condo or their treehouse, they can place that inventory on a short-term online rental market website, and renters of that space can come into the market and rent that space. And they're like you said, they are unregulated. The vast majority are not paying their occupancy taxes. And there are issues that are related because of that unregulated aspect of this market. There are consumer issues that we want our customers and we want the traveling public to be aware of.
And what are those, Doug?
So ADA regulations are one. Hotels, when we go pull permit to go build a hotel facility in any market, we go submit plans to the city. We work with them. We work with the fire marshal. We work with ADA regulations. So fire safety, ADA regulations, zoning requirements. Those are all things that we put into place within our hotels that make sure that we're offering a safe hotel environment for our guests, and that we are located in the proper areas of the city where commercial activity needs to take place and where it's expected to take place.
Okay, now it seems as if, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that a lot of these short-term rentals, that they're taking business away from the established hotels, the ones that you're such as your own or other hotels abroad. I know you see commercials for these places on television and online and on the radio, and it seems like a great deal for people who may not have the budget to go to an established hotel like a Crowne Plaza or something like that. It seems like an easy way to travel and stay without spending as much money. Are you, as a hotel industry person or someone within the hotel industry, is this really affecting you guys? And are you talking about the dangers? Just making the public aware of why they should avoid these places?
At this point, I would say that it's very market specific. If you go ask legitimate hotel operators in New York City, they're going to tell you that it is absolutely affecting their business. Most of them are going to tell you that it is absolutely affecting their business. If you go look in smaller suburban markets, tertiary markets, where short-term online rentals don't necessarily have as big of a presence, it's not affecting them near as much because they're not there yet, but they're coming. And so what we want to do as the hotel industry is, me especially, I'm a hotel entrepreneur. I get the fact that buyers and sellers want to figure out ways to connect and meet the needs of the market. What we as the hotel industry want is a level playing field, where if you're going to get into the hotel space, there's established protocols to do that, and that protect the consumer, that go back to the ADA, the fire safety, life safety type issues, zoning type issues that we want to get back to, as well as paying occupancy tax. We want a level playing field. If someone is going to get into the hotel and the lodging industry, they need to get in and play by the same rules that all legitimate hotel operators play by: paying occupancy taxes, meeting ADA regulations, meeting zoning requirements, and meeting life safety regulations.
Right, right. And now what about, I was just going to, you mentioned life safety, and I was just going to ask whether or not being insured comes into play with a lot of these short-term rentals.
Absolutely. A lot of these short-term online rental individuals that are listing, you know, one or two spaces for sale or for rent on a nightly basis, they're not paying general liability insurance. They're not making sure that if that guest does get hurt in their facility, that the proper insurance is in place to be able to take care of that guest.
Yeah, and what are some of the other dangers that you want to let the public know? Or maybe not dangers, just your overall advice for anyone considering using this kind of service. What do you want the public to know?
Buyer beware. There is very little, if any, screening processes that short-term online rentals perform on the quote-unquote hosts that list properties for rent on their platforms. And so as you go into, as a buyer looking around, if you're looking around at the short-term online rental market, you need to understand that the platform you're looking at, the website you're looking at, has in all likelihood not done any research on the hosts that you are looking at. So buyer beware.
Well, Doug, thank you. I appreciate your insight into this and advice for travelers out there. And listeners, you can contact Doug Denman via the email ddenman, that's D-D-E-N-M-A-N, at worthhotels.com. And you can also visit the IHC Owners Association at owners.org to learn more about the association and the numerous legislative issues that affect the hotel and lodging industry. So Doug, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.